coordinator of Murrah Warns. Is it your official title, Sally?
Yeah. Coordinator.
Coordinator. I like coordinator. I think
I coordinate so many, you know, different.
Yeah. Conduit would be good too. Yeah.
That one too.
This is Murrah Warns Musings. Sally Forrest is here to tell us all the joy of what's going on at our local neighbourhood house.
On this beautiful wintry, keep yourself
warm.
Well,
you wouldn't want to be out in the paddock, would you, today?
No, not without my gumboots anyway. Anyway, yeah. I just first wanted to start with a little bit of an update for from the seniors hall because we are getting a bit of movement there. It's a long, slow process, but the movement is definitely happening. And every time we go in there and clean up or add something new or move things around, a whole pile of dust comes out and then we clean it all up and the whole place is starting to smell and look and feel a lot better. So we have almost finished the kitchen. The new kitchen, so that's all stainless and almost good to go. We've got a couple of little bits of tiling, but essentially all the community groups have moved in there. We've got a fabulous large induction stovetop and a great oven that goes with it, and I'm just organising a stainless bench to go in the middle of that.
So that'll be a commercial kitchen.
Commercial kitchen.
Wow. Yeah.
Just so clean and neat and bright and light is fabulous. So that's almost ready to go, but it is functional at the minute. I received delivery of 99 new chairs. Please don't say why not 100. There were only 99 in Victoria, so I nabbed them. They're my favourite comfortable stackable chairs. So we've got all new chairs for that facility as well. And then hopefully in the next month or two, we'll take delivery of the new tables. So all the old chairs and tables stacked around the side of the hall, they'll now all be able to be folded up, stacked up and wheeled away. So we'll be able to use the space really for the way that it's intended.
So people queuing up to get the old tables and chairs, are they?
I found some good homes for them.
Oh, good.
All the old chairs went, or lots of things have been going to the men's shed to
help
support them. They need chairs and tables. They took the bar fridge, all manner of palaver. So I am, as much as I can, finding good homes for things.
Good.
So there'll be a little bit of a tip run, but, you know, not massive. I do have 25 padded brown chairs left. If anyone needs an outdoor chair, please give me a call.
Maybe the shop at the transfer station.
The other thing we're going to do is take them down to the tip shop and just see if we can move them all on that way. But I'm just trying not to stick too many things in landfill. That's that bit.
Yep.
We are looking at getting all the windows replaced in the next couple of months. So that tender's gone out and has been signed off. So the main hall will have double glazed aluminium frame windows, and the rest of the facility will have single glazed aluminium frame windows. But the timber frames are rotting away so badly at the moment. So we'll just seal the place off, give it a bit of a paint. Then after that, we'll be putting the solar on, and then we'll be putting the cinema facilities in. So we'll have the pull-down screen from the stage, the laser projector so we can watch movies during the day. It's very special. And an audio. We've got the audio.
Decent sound system.
And also one that, you know, if you want to do a gig there, all you need to do is plug your microphone in and off you go. We also got a grant from the Shire this funding round, and we received we'll be picking up a lectern, so a multimedia lectern. So you will be able to do really nice presentations, hook that all up into the sound system, and it should be seamless.
Fantastic. Wow.
Fingers crossed.
And we'll have to train someone to run it.
Then we will have to
I mean, in the technology, you know.
No, absolutely. Then I have been working quite closely with Shire, and there's a committee of user groups for the seniors hall. And we will start planning how people go ahead and use that. So if you are a member of a community group, then you'll have a representative of that group trained to use the stuff. Because it's serious stuff. Like, it's impressive quality sound and vision and stuff like that. And we want it to last the distance and be well looked after. But I'm really looking forward to when we can pull out those 99 chairs and I'll sit down and watch a movie together or listen to local talent. Playing in a dust-free.
So have you got a kind of date when you think there might be a a bottle of champagne and an oyster from the co-op or something? No?
Oh, I'm open for that anytime. But if we want an official launch, I am aiming to have it launched in November. Please don't hold me to that.
Okay.
The art show comes in late December, January. So we know we'll have all the windows done by then.
Yep.
It just depends, just between you and me and whoever else is listening, how much extra money we can get from the Shire to do the toilets. So we are in negotiation, talking to them about all the other stuff that kind of needs to be refashioned or just brought up to scratch a little bit more. We don't have enough money to do major renovations. We're not restructuring the bathrooms or anything like that, but making them just look and feel and run better would be good, because there's really no point in having one half of the facility looking amazing and then you go to the bathroom and just go, ugh. So, aiming for November, but don't hold me to it, please.
Okay.
Doing my best.
Fantastic. That's doing a wonderful job. That's very exciting indeed.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's good.
Other general business for Murrawarne?
Oh, yeah, we've got a fair bit of other stuff
going on. Quite a few things happening, going
on. Yeah. We're in the planning process at the moment. We've got a couple of things in particular that I've been quizzing the community on as to what they would like us to bring down. So I'm talking to Regional Parenting Victoria at the moment, and they bring down parenting programs from kids, you know, from birth up to 18. So they've got a whole different range of parenting programs that they can bring down. I remember doing one about 7 years ago called the Positive Parenting Program, for parents of children aged 2 to 8. It's a 6-week program, once a week, 2 hours, gold coin donation. It was brilliant. They're really popular, so bringing them down to Apollo Bay is absolutely doable, but we just have to be patient as to when we can get them down. So we're looking at term 4 or early next year. I have had a survey up, and Bob and I were just talking about the joys of surveys, but it's went through the school, so we've had a really good response to that. So I've had 40 replies, which is, you know, probably about a third of the school. I'd like to size that up to Geelong and see if they can get a third of all their schools. Anyway, and so we're just working out the regime of what we'll get. So if anyone has missed out on that survey and has ideas of what kind of parenting programs they'd like, or they just generally have any ideas of what kind of services they'd like, if they could give me a call, shoot me an email.
So it's too early to know what sort of priorities people are?
The survey was really positive. So we'll be starting off with the teenage ones, so tuning into teens. And then we'll also be moving up to a positive parenting program. So the positive one parenting program's till 8 years old.
Yep.
Tuning into teens is around the tween age, kind of 11, 8, 9, 10, 11.
So the teenage thing in Apollo Bay is a bit challenging, because it's the time in your life when suddenly, you know, Apollo Bay's a little boring place and all the rest of the world is a big exciting place, and your interaction with it, it's all through the web, really, the big exciting place. So it's kind of...
Yeah, listen, I've got a teenager and they do, but, you know, we go out to Melbourne and we do all the things, and they're really heavily involved in the Scouts. The Scouts has been
amazing. The Scouts is so useful and so made such a huge positive contribution for groups of young people. Because the Scouts these days, as we all should know, is a matter of really just identifying whatever the troop or the group is interested in, whether it's butterflies or technology or filmmaking or whatever, and let's go and do a badge in that. Let's go and get together and figure out how it all works and achieves. You know,
and particularly the teenage ones have been going on camps and outings with other groups. So, and I think the thing about our little bubble here is the teenagers, and you don't, traditionally, if you go from prep to year 12, you don't change schools, so you don't actually have the opportunity to make new friends and know how to pick up that new skill. So they've been going and doing camps with other groups of people, and the kids have been actually doing that, and it's been a delight to watch. That's good. So just doing whatever we can through the neighbourhood house to support those kind of yep. of things, which is what we should be doing.
That's what a neighbourhood house, it's one of the many things a neighbourhood house does, isn't it, really?
Yes.
When it's running well.
Yes. And that's still, you know, lots of people coming in and booking rooms and for their non-profit organisation. So you can use the meeting rooms for free.
Mm.
You just need to give myself, through the neighbourhood house or Otway Health, because they also manage the bookings, a call and you can book yourself a room. There's Wi-Fi, you know, there's screens on the walls. You can have pretty decent meetings.
Are you tempted to move to the direct online booking?
Looking at that. Yeah. So I just have to wait until a person more technically advanced than I am is ready and available do that. So I have a plan to do that and I've budgeted for that. I just need to wait until I can.
Because it's apparently going down really well with the appointments to see doctors.
Yes.
People are really saying that's good because I can.
You can book it. Yeah. You know.
You don't have to. Oh, what about Wednesday? What about, you know, it's all there on the screen.
Yeah, and also, you know, it could be midnight and your child's throwing up and you realise you can get an appointment 10 in the morning and that's going to make you feel just that tiny bit better. Just that bit better. So listen, we will be moving to that in the near future and that'll just sit snugly on our website and just be part of that whole package. So if you haven't done the survey for the parenting and you've got kids, please do that. There is another survey out if you are feeling like you would like some more information and learning around digital solutions.
Okay.
This is coming out of the Small Business Mentoring Program that we have going on, which we launched a couple of months ago and is now just ticking over. So all our mentees and our mentors are meeting. Mm. They're all making fabulous progress and enjoying each other's company and doing what they should be doing.
Yep.
So this service comes out of the Melbourne Innovation Centre in Melbourne. It's a government-funded organisation and they provide support for digital, technology in terms of small businesses. So they run three-hour workshops on things like social media, Facebook advertising, Facebook for small businesses, devising a MailChimp campaign. Mm. So all those really, they're not little things. They're actually really big keys to businesses, particularly.
Basic small business tools, really.
Thank you. They're tools. Yeah. And particularly living where we are. So, you know, marketing through LinkedIn or with Pinterest or Twitter or all those different topics.
Yep.
So they are three-hour workshops and they are really, really affordable. So the deal with this is you pay a $55 one-off membership fee and you can go to as many workshops as you want. You also get one-to-one mentoring and there's a whole swag of online learning platforms and webinars. So
it's sensational.
It's amazing. So it's government funded. It's only going to be around for the next year. So I'm trying to push it as much as we can in Apollo Bay. But they will come down to Apollo Bay to run workshops. So we're going to start off with a bit of social media one-on-one and we'll also do a bit of Pinterest marketing.
Yep.
But aside from that, if people have any other topics that they think they would really like some support on, if they just give me a call, shoot me an email, tell me what they're thinking, and I can put it into the package and we can work out how we're going to plan next year.
Or the other way around, if you cut a bit of grass for a living, if you fix dresses, if you know whatever little business that you run or that you're thinking of running, knock on the door at the neighbourhood house and have a chat to Sally about where your skill set's at and what you think you need and work come at it that way. You know,
because
it's clearly a good way to get some basic tools for whatever business you might run. You know,
because we'll be running the Small Business Mentoring Program again and the intake for that's in November for 2020. So if anyone out there has a small business and feels like they have some gaps,
If you make pies and croissants, for instance.
And they just need a little bit of extra help. I also do have a woman called Gina who comes down from the Many Rivers program and she offers mentoring for anyone, not just on the mentoring program, in terms of financial support or running through a marketing plan.
Yep.
So again, if you're listening and you haven't actually heard about this program before, she is a free resource and she comes down to Apollo Bay. So just again, give me a call and I'll put you guys in contact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yep. What else is news?
All right. Just one. No, actually, one more thing. Two more things.
All right.
We've got Okido Yoga starting Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the 22nd of July. It's down at the Seniors Hall from 6 o'clock till 7:15. Andy Hack has been teaching that yoga for a good 15 years down here.
Yeah.
And he describes it as a not too earnest style of yoga. It's Japanese. It's a really intense, stretchy. So it's not one of those fast yogas when you're up, down, left, right, hot, cold, whatever. It's actually quite a relaxing, stretchy yoga. Mm. And he has quite a following. So if you want to jump on board with that one, again, go to the Marawan website.
I bumped into someone the other day who said, I often find it a bit difficult to get to yoga, but I never regret going.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done a lot of different ones, but I find he's the funniest, to be honest. I will have a laugh as well as doing it. So I didn't take that one too seriously. It's great fun.
Yeah.
Now, this one, the next course I'm talking about is fully booked, which is always a bit disappointing to talk about something that's fully booked. But again, if it's something that anyone's interested in, they can just contact me and we'll look at running again.
Yep.
So a couple of months ago, we ran an introduction to silversmithing workshop. Mm. In fact, we ran two.
Yep.
Really successful.
Mm.
And so she's coming down again. She's from Ballarat. She's a jeweler. And she's going to run another one at the end of August.
Okay. Fantastic.
So an introduction and a further course for the ones that have already done the introduction. It is fully booked, but if anyone thinks that that's a skill that they would like to learn, they can just drop me a line and I'll see if I can get enough people. I only need six people to run the course, so they can all come down. But it was brilliant. So everyone walked away with three or four pieces of sterling silver jewellery. They learned how to solder and cut and bash and heat and
we can become the jewellery capital of the South. Yeah, absolutely.
We've got all these talents down here.
Yeah.
But I was really pleasantly surprised for, you know, a township of, what are we, 1,200?
12 and growing. Yeah,
so, you know, we'll have had 20 people do jewellery like this silversmithing course, which
that's
is
fantastic. Yeah.
Pretty lovely. And they're a lot of fun. She's a good woman running
that. Good.
Yeah. So I think I can talk underwater now. I think I've really just...
Yeah, you've got all this stuff. Well then you can start coming in regularly. That'll be...
We are regular in our ad hoc approach. Don't, come on. I'm very Apollo Bay now. Just
indeed.
Feels right.
So there you go. There's all the news that's fit to print. And most of that will be, speaking of print, in the news sheet, of course, one way or another.
Or on Facebook.
Or on Facebook or on the – you got a website? Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
On the website. So
Marawan Neighbourhood House, MWNH.org.
Mm. And if you're wandering past and the flag's out, pop in and have a cup of tea.
Yes, pop in, say hi, or give me a call on 5237 8590.
She's getting busy these days, so it's probably best to call first.
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah.
I'm always down the seniors' hall, just, you know, cleaning up some dust.
This has been Marawan Musings, and we'll now return you to your regular programming. Buddy Holly, by the look of it.